Lively Stones Meditations for 12th July 2022. At the Door Outside. John 18, verses 15 to 18. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest, and went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door outside. Then the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to her who kept the door and brought Peter in. Then the servant girl who kept the door said to Peter, "You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Now the servants and officers who had made a fire of coals stood there, for it was cold. And they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. Have you ever felt distanced from Jesus, shut out from his presence? Maybe feeling fearful that he is not what you thought he would be. He promised so much, but he seems to be weak and failing now. If you don't feel this way on occasions, then maybe you have misunderstood him. I feel sure that Peter was doubting all he believed at this point. Here is Jesus. Is he really King of Kings and Lord of Lords? In the temple, being tried and humiliated by respected men of religion, Jesus performs miracles of healing. He has raised Lazarus from death, and yet they treat him as a criminal. Maybe it was all deception. Peter's doubt keeps him at the door outside the temple. He has cut himself off, and his confidence in Jesus has deserted him. And now he finds himself denying to a young servant girl attending the door that he was ever with Jesus. What was that about being a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord? It seems to me that we all come here. I certainly have at times. I've turned away from Jesus, forgetting that I am a temple for the indwelling Spirit and now seeking comfort in earthly things. I stand with others in the world and warm myself in their company, oblivious to the impermanence of the comfort they offer, compared to the eternal comfort I once thought I had. At times like this, we must remember that Jesus said it would be so. He knew what was in man. And furthermore, he said this to Peter, "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Did Jesus speak amiss? Never. Peter was not cast out of the kingdom, and nor shall we be, if we return to him repentant. Meditate on these things. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 5 to 7. For indeed, when we come to Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts, inside were fears. Nevertheless, God, who comforts the downcast and comforted us by the coming of Titus, and not only by his coming, but also by the consolation with which he was comforted in you, when he told us of your earnest desire, your mourning, your zeal for me, so that I rejoiced even more. And finally, a holy walk, Oswald Chambers on faith, what God says about the world. The only recognition you'll have in the eyes of the world as my disciples, says Jesus, is that you will be hated for my name's sake. That is why we need to be knit together with those of like faith. And that is the meaning of the Christian church. From Approved Unto God.